because it is still alive, which means it is not just eating things that run by.
And close.
And you are not always watching it either. And because you are not happy seeing it chained, we think you've been averting your eyes. In other words, you don't make it a point to watch it all of the time. And so we do not think that you really know the experience. But so that is the first part. The second part is when there are so many things around for you to give your attention to, if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would not choose that, because not being able to understand it and then trying to apply your standards to it, you're going to get yourself out of balance over something that clearly is not any of your business. Mm-hmm. And do not feel bad. We put everything in that category, or nearly so, the category of none of your business. Mm-hmm. In other words, we would make things our business that make us feel good, and we would not make our things our business that do not make us feel good. And then one more thing we wanted to say, and that was, as you began, you said, I assume that the laws of the universe work the same way for me as they do for everyone else in the universe. And then you went on to speak about this as if you weren't sure that that could possibly be true. And we want you to look for evidence that supports that knowledge. In fact, we promise you, you will not find a shred of evidence to the contrary of it anywhere. And it is our belief that if you got to know this dog, that you would come to understand why the dog is chained.
Mm-hmm. My next question, I am a wildlife rehabilitator. In other words, if an animal is injured or orphaned, it comes to me for care. I'm with the county.
And what do you do with it while it is in your care?
I feed it till it gets strong, and then it's released.
So for a period of time, you keep it captive?
Yes. While I'm raising it, maybe it's just born and doesn't have hair.
Well, we know you have all kinds of feeble excuses about that. But, but what we are saying, if someone were to come and peer through your fence at a moment that you had what looked like a perfectly well beast still in captivity, they might misunderstand, might they?
Well, with regards to the dog, I think that the
dog now we've made you
have
defensive.
Love. You know, I mean, that's what I'm asking. But back to this situation, I have a fawn that was given to me for care a few months back. It had been hit by a car and lost its sight by the head injury. And we have been hoping that...
Or maybe it was blind and that's why it got run over.
Maybe. I don't know. And... we've been hoping that the fawn's vision would return and that we could, it would realize that it's only in a 4.5-foot fence and could have left at any moment. But the vision is not coming back, and we don't know what to do. And I was listening to a tape that you had, I had received on my monthly subscription about animals in the wild being allowers and them just making the, just letting go and going on to, you know, through death of whatever. And I don't know what to do for this fawn.
Well, it's hard when you get in the middle of someone's experience like that. It's, in other words, we talk about the beasts and how really intuitive they are. But it's hard as humans to watch what happens with beasts, because humans have, unlike the beast, decided that things like death are unnatural. And so you're always trying to grab someone and bring them back from the brink of death when death is the release that sometimes they're looking for. In other words, death is the ultimate releasing of resistance. But humans have called death death penalty for so long that it's hard for you to see death in any way other than as a negative experience. And so the thing that we would like to encourage you to reflect on just a little bit is, what would cause a deer or an animal in the wild to be hit by a car to begin with? If our premise is accurate, and we promise you it is, that beasts are connected to source and that they follow impulse that is guidance from broader perspective far more than humans do, then you might assume that it was not altogether an inappropriate thing for the beast to get hit by the car any more.